From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something that you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
Welcome to this edition of the Oxford Exxon Podcast. Chase Palm, Neil McCready, Clark Ford Studio this morning. Getting started a few minutes late, but I appreciate the live streamers that are joining us. A little over 100 as we're getting started here at 8:12 in the morning on a podcast brought to you every single day by the Oxford Exxon, Highway 6 West in Oxford. You know about the lunch specials, the ribs, the daiquiris, and more. It is quite chilly outside today, but it's all right. Go to the basketball game this weekend. Use that ticket as a coupon for the Oxford Crystal 150 off a steamer pack or a sack full there with the Oxford Crystal. And again, Oxford Exxon's next door, so take advantage of that. Yeah, Neil's camera's a little off today, but it's all right.
Well, it's kind of gotten up for some reason. I really don't know why.
Yesterday it was really good, and then today it's not. It moves around a lot. I don't know.
I did Sports by Brooks yesterday, and I put it on there, and I don't know.
Okay.
You want to take it off and take me off, and I'll fix it.
You mean to take you off?
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of, we are in the Clark Ford studio that we are trying to remodel here. You know, to give Corey a call at 662-257-1900, Highway 25 South there in Amory. You think it's fixed now?
I think it is.
You good?
Is that better?
Yeah, absolutely. You want to take over?
Yeah, Corey Clark, 662-257-1900. Call that number. Ask for my pal Corey Clark. And tell him what Ford product you're looking for. He'll send you a quote within 15 minutes in business hours. It's that simple. It's right to the bottom line. No hassle, no haggle. You get your quote. The rest is up to you. Here's what Corey does. Chris Lowe will be on the show tomorrow, by the way.
Okay.
Here's what Corey does. He will. He goes the extra mile in service. Laura needs her car serviced today. She's going to Jackson tomorrow for the Mississippi Dance Championships. And needs a car serviced. They're coming to get it today at her place of work. Service it. Take it back to her before the end of the day. You don't get that from most car dealers. You get it from Corey Clark. Corey wants to be your car guy. He wants to be a truck guy, and he'll do stuff like that to prove it to you. 662-257-1900.
Corey living in among the hellions now. Amory passing alcohol last night.
Disappointed in Amory.
After so many tries, finally some alcohol available in Amory coming up here soon. It has become a wet town because the county has been wet. So you could go to Aberdeen had alcohol. You could go to the Lee County side of Nettleton have alcohol, but no alcohol in Amory. But hey, last night the hellions won out. The law or the whatever was passed. So yeah, I've been curious about it. He sent me a GIF around 7 o'clock last night telling me it had officially moved through. So anyway, saw that. Welcome to 1933, Amory. There's some truth there, but nonetheless. So guys, I know what you've all been bantering about. A little bit of housekeeping before we start the show today. We're not even really starting the show. I guess it is probably the first segment of the show. I'm going to forget this if I get on the whole Girl House thing in a second. So Josh Hall, Ole Miss baseball player, outfielder, he is entering or has entered the transfer portal. Wasn't expected to figure in from a starting standpoint. I think he's probably going to go JUCO and then see what's out there. There's been some rumors about Auburn eventually. But, look, on the specific, I don't know that it's a huge loss. The one thing I will say that I do think is relevant here is that Ole Miss, and I think Mike's done this on purpose in a lot of ways because it's frankly a lot of scholarship money to get the premier ones. He's had a hard time getting true outfielders over the course of his seasons. You look at Ole Miss, and they really move a lot of infielders to the outfield. I think that's going to happen again this season as well. I think there's a decent chance Justin Bench starts in center field because Peyton Chatney is going to play second base. So it's just another true outfielder leaving the program. They've had a couple of those already this offseason. And at some point, you're going to kind of strike out on that because not every infielder is going to transition well out there. So it's a little bit of a risk. I do think if there is an issue from a recruiting standpoint as far as a roster makeup with Ole Miss, it's the lack of true outfielders. Josh Hall is a true outfielder and is leaving the program. So that's on the general sense, that's what I'll say there. Although specifically, I do not think he would have played much.
I think he was scared off by all of the football coverage of Jerry and Ely and John Rhys Plumlee. I mean, everybody kept saying that those guys are outfielders, starting outfielders for Ole Miss next year. And I mean, I mean,
if ESPN says it enough,
I assume Josh Hall can do the math. He's like,
that's two of three, including two center fielders potentially, which is what I play.
Which I'm in trouble. So off he goes. Another one bites the dust.
Robbie Ashford decommitting. What's your take here?
It's a multifaceted take.
Okay, we have time.
My first guess is that Lane Kiffin did not like Robbie Ashford as much as Matt Luke. My second guess is that Robbie Ashford was not particularly comfortable with the situation, given the uncertainties. My third guess, and I do mean this is a guess, is that the baseball thing became an issue to some degree. And my fourth guess is that there is another quarterback that they're planning to bring into this class, and they needed to make room for him. And my guess would be that he is someone that is connected to a coach who's probably about to be added to the staff.
Is that educated?
That's educated.
Okay. I assumed it was, but I'm just curious.
So there's a lot here.
Look, the baseball thing's real. At some point, some quarterbacks need to not play baseball, frankly. And that's not a shot at Plumlee or Ashford or anybody. It's just, it's a new system. Like you're the starting quarterback. You're the leader of the program. You're the face of the program for the quarterback. It's just hard to do both. Not impossible, but hard to do both. You had already, and this is, God, this is going to sound like pandering or justification, but it's just the truth. You and I had a conversation, I don't know, 6 weeks ago probably, about how nobody, there's several people who would know, college football people, did not think Ashford was a ready-made talent to come in, to take over at Ole Miss or anywhere, that it was maybe a little more development than you would typically expect from, hey, this huge 6A Alabama quarterback out of Hoover, you know what I mean, like with some of the star potential that goes with him. But they thought there were some issues that would need to be developed for Robbie Ashford as this thing moves forward.
Well, I remember in the middle of the year when Ole Miss was having a quarterback crisis. Remember back then?
Yeah. It's a simpler time.
Yeah. People, well, of course, doing the natural thing. Well, Ashford will come in next year and that'll settle it. And so I asked some people, how good is this kid? And the answer was, upside's really high.
Mm-hmm.
Downside's pretty low. A lot of variables. I said, is he going to be ready made? That was the answer. I don't know. Probably not. Probably going to need to develop a little. So, I don't know that Lane Kiffin's going to go that – obviously isn't going to go that route. And they let him decommit. All good. Look, it's a transition class. People can call it what they want. This is going to be a transition class. The way the early signing period is today, it's unavoidable. I think here's what's going to happen. I'll watch them fill out the staff and put out a press release today. There's kind of a news blackout over there. It's really quiet.
Mm-hmm.
It's to be expected. They're busy. Signing day is a week from today, the 18th. I think you're going to see them do what they can between now and Sunday to do all the recruiting they can do. Then sign what they can sign on Wednesday. Sort of reassess things. Finish the staff, get everybody organized, and have a blitz of a January. That's what I expect. And then they'll, obviously, full staff in place, ready to roll, attack. Like wild dogs attack the 2021 class.
Yeah, and I'll reiterate, again, a lot of the guys, some of the guys on staff right now, they're not still going to be on staff, but they have to have bodies. They're recruiting. Their relationships there. You don't fire everybody because then you have nobody to recruit.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Kiffin's done it in the past, but I mean, once a full staff gets there, Wilson Love's not going to be on the recruiting trail every day as a strength coach. But he's a body right now. He's somebody to do it. He's done it before. It's fine. It's all right.
I think some of the bodies that are out on the recruiting trail right now might not even be on the coaching staff.
That's what I'm talking. That's more what I'm talking about. Yeah. You can't read into any of this, as we said yesterday.
Right.
This is just our Monday night, whatever the last time we did a podcast was. But yeah, you can't read into it all. So, Other news item. Again, I'll get to the other in a minute. Matt Luke, associate head coach, offensive line coach at Georgia.
Good for him.
Coaches are wired so differently than the normal human. Couple different reasons for that. A, they are terrified of sitting out a season because they think they can't get back in.
Yeah, they're afraid that they'll go away.
Yeah, they think that that's going to completely remove their name as a possibility should they sit out a year. Because, I mean, he's jumping right back into an assistant coach role where you're just on the, you're on the road recruiting like crazy. You're doing the evaluating thing. I mean, you're digging in that quickly. Maybe it makes me lazy. I don't know. You can call me whatever you want. If I was getting $166,000 a month for the next 48 months, you couldn't make me do anything that I didn't want to do. Would not go to an 8 to 8 p.m. job to save my life.
$166,000 a month.
For the next 48 months.
Yeah.
Do some math there.
I'd be chilling.
You could take up golf.
I'd take
up wherever you'd like to go take it up at.
I would take up golf. I would, as soon as it got warm, I'd be chilling on the beach most every day. I'd read a lot. I'd chill a lot.
I think it'll be all right once I take tax out. Still gonna be able to pay the bill.
Gonna be okay.
Yeah. That's the check to Uncle Sam you go ahead and be happy to write about.
See, I'll do some math on that.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I still got $116,000 a month. I'm good.
Is that enough?
I can make it work.
Figure it out?
Yep.
For 4 years?
Yep. Oh, I wouldn't get fat.
No, you got. I want to live.
I'd be in... Actually, I'd probably get in really good shape. I'd probably hire a personal trainer every day to maximize an hour and a half workout.
Mm-hmm.
Do that, knock that out in the morning. About 8 o'clock. Till about 9:30. Then I'd do some chill time.
Just a point here from Blake. Just give Georgia more ability to come into Mississippi and make it seem legitimate when they grab players.
Sure.
I'm asking.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, they got N'Kobe without Matt, so.
They did.
Sort of.
It's one of the reasons that they hired Lane Kiffin. You've got to excite people. Don't make me say the words.
You got to energize folks.
You got to excite people.
Yeah, you got to
energize people. It's a good fit for Matt. It's a Sexton client. He'll go work for another Sexton client. It keeps him in the Sexton Rolodex. He's the associate head coach. It's a nice title. He got a nice title.
No mitigating on the contract because he's not a head coach, by the way.
Right.
You have to equal your previous title for mitigation clauses to come
and
into play.
And good for Matt. I mean, that's Ole Miss's fault for giving that contract the way that they did. So good for Matt. He's going to get paid twice.
Like McIntyre. Very similar to the Colorado deal with Mac.
What do you know the financial terms at Georgia?
I have not seen them. I would assume $500,000-$700,000.
My guess was going to be around $8 million.
Okay, sure.
So yeah, he's making $1 million a year. Good. Good for him. Well, more than that. He's making you said 166 a month?
It's 166 a month.
What's that times 12? Break out some calculating skills. So he's making about $2 million a year from Ole Miss, $1.992 million a year from Ole Miss. And I'm going to guess about $8 million.
So he's going over $2.5 million a year for the next whatever.
Making, if my guess is correct, $2.792 million.
So what he's also doing by going back to work is stockpiling cash.
Yeah.
Hey, so I'm getting all that, but I can throw another $8 million on top of it for a few years, however long I do this. He's young.
Yeah. Well, and he gets himself in a position where I think he can rehab his – he doesn't need a lot of rehabbing. The national perception is that he got screwed, just so you know. People in athletics, people in college football think that Ole Miss jumped the gun firing him. I don't necessarily agree, but I'm just telling you what the perception is. And so if you told me Matt's, what, 46 years old? 45, 46, somewhere in there? If you told me in 3 years he gets an opportunity at a group of five, a Colorado State sort of a job, I buy it.
Well, I mean, Sam Pittman just picked up a job. That's the job he took.
He's the head coach at Arkansas. Say what you want.
Yeah, we can discuss Hunter Yurecek as long as you want to discuss him, but that's what happened. He's the
head coach. Here's the most important thing in that. Sam Pittman is now making $4 million a year.
Sam Pittman.
Yep, good for him. Hey, man, live the dream.
Elijah Drinkwitz, $4 million a year.
Yeah, to win the Sun Belt. I mean, the SEC East.
If I'm a Missouri fan, I'm fine with my coach, but at no point do I think I'll have any chance of cracking the top two or three in that division. You just Florida and Georgia are on this other stratosphere right now, and I'm just kind of stuck. Tennessee's got a little more momentum than I do at the moment. Kentucky's, frankly, a better program. Yeah, I did see the MLB draft was moved to Omaha. It's a good move for everybody. It helps. The two sides are finally kicking and screaming, starting to play along a little bit with each other.
Yeah.
It's baseball. It takes a while. Nobody moves quickly in baseball.
Nope.
It's the way we've always done it.
You know, the college baseball people bitched and said, just move the draft to after Major League Baseball's like, no, there's a reason for this. And on this particular subject, I'm absolutely all pro Major League Baseball. They're absolutely in the right. We're not going to push our draft back for 15 people at the expense of...
Now, they could move it a couple days. That would have helped a lot.
They could move it a day or two, but they need to get it done. They also could have been hard asses and gone, no, we're going to move it up.
Just...
You know, because the kids that don't go to the postseason, we can get them drafted now.
Yeah.
High school kids, we can get them drafted now.
Well, yeah, if I'm a Missouri fan, I feel better than if I'm an Arkansas fan. If I'm an Arkansas fan, I have no justification to believe I'm going to be any good.
Yeah, no, Drinkwitz is good. Yeah. Listen, people like him. Keith Carter liked him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He has a very good reputation. If you talk to people in college football, and I talked to so many people in college football last week, that's why I don't want to get on the access thing, but it's why last week for me was kind of fun. Because last week is what differentiates me from most of the people on our beat. I can dig around without having anybody here. I can cover an Ole Miss story without talking to anybody at Ole Miss. Done it for 11 years. It's kind of fun, actually. But I talked to a lot of people, and there was a consensus about Elijah Drinkwitz, which was NC State's fall off was not Dave Doran related. It was Drinkwitz related. When he left, they had a very difficult time replacing him in the immediacy of it.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Only interview that I heard about as I lay dying. Ask about rumored interviews. The only one that I heard about was Lebby.
Slow, or at least methodical. Slow is not really the right
deliberate
word. Yeah,
he is going to be deliberate. I hope it wasn't us that said he would have a whole staff in place within 48 hours. If we did, I stand corrected. I was wrong. I don't think it was me. I don't know. Beats me.
You've said a lot of things over the last 10 days.
Yeah, I can't. He's not in a hurry. Wants to get it right. Talked to someone who's very close to him yesterday who said he listens to his dad, Monty Kiffin, who's going to be
a defensive analyst.
And don't make too big of a deal out of that.
That's like I understand the question. So I goes, hey, so the Tampa 2, it's like no.
Monty's in his 80s.
He's 80, I believe.
Is he 80?
I think he's 80.
You know, I don't know that Monty's going to be burning the midnight oil.
Monty was not moving around real well the other day.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was born in 1940. He turns 80 in February.
Okay.
Yeah.
But my point is that Monty Kiffin told Lane and continues to tell Lane, getting your staff right is critical. Do not rush it. Big Ben says estimated time for full staff. I don't know. He needs it done by the start of the January.
Yeah, I think so. It could be through the period. I mean,
he could literally go to the convention and do some interviews. He needs it done by the start of the January recruiting cycle. There's no reason to do it before that.
I did see Lane retweeted that about how they had targeted tight ends more than anyone in the country yesterday.
Throw into the tight end.
Yeah.
Better go recruit some.
Well, I mean, it's apparently, you know, he's as Dylan said, his novel concept at this point is the fact that he tries to get his best player the ball as many times as possible. That's typically what Lane Kiffin's offense is. Is he figures out who his best player is and goes, hey, why don't we just throw it? Why don't
you
we
know
just,
who does that a lot?
Who's that?
The NFL.
Why don't we just throw it to him? That'd be great.
Like the Saints, they throw it to that Thomas guy a lot.
What works the best for your offense? Well, when he has the ball, that would be great.
Well, we've discovered analytically that when he catches the ball, good things happen.
I'll go through some of that in a minute. But we do that, I will tell you about Community Mortgage, Oxford, Memphis, Soto County, and Chattanooga. Underwriting and processing is done in Memphis. You're local underwriting, understands your market, a leader in condo financing, a float down option. And with rates as low as they've been in about 2 years, a good time to talk to Jason. That's 662-234-2704 or JLOWE at communitymtg.com.
Hey, guys, don't forget, you can if you're listening to this podcast and you want to become a member of Rebel Grove, you should, because it's like the greatest website ever. And Chase here writes for it. I write for it. Sometimes Zach writes for it. You can read all of that stuff and get you can get 25% off your first year, plus a $75 digital gift code to use at Nike.com or Converse.com in any retail store locations in the U.S. and Puerto Rico. Yeah, check out after you go to Rebel Grove. It's go to OleMiss.Rivals.com. We have a static page up on the site. Click it. Enter the promo code Nike. Get 25% off your first year and a $75 digital gift code that you can use at Nike, Converse, all that. So Merry Christmas from us. That's what we do. We take care of people. Guests will join us tomorrow. We'll have two guests on the show. Chris Lowe will join us. Jeffrey Wright will join us. They'll both join us on the Rafters Music and Food Hotline. Rafters is sports, music, drink, and food. It's known for its great food, New Orleans-style po' boys, handcrafted burgers, all with a Cajun flair. Rafters on the Square offers the best sports viewing in Oxford with 14 large flat screens, plus a 17-foot big screen on the Rafter stage. It's known for its famous Bloody Mary, three full bars, including an outside patio bar. It's open Monday through Thursday at 5 p.m. It opens on Friday and Saturday at 11 a.m., open until 2 a.m. on those nights. And Sunday brunch, voted the best brunch in Oxford, 10:45 a.m. to 3 in the afternoon, features live bluegrass band and $3 mimosas. If you need a gift card for your kids this holiday season, the Oxford Park Commission recommends signing up for the 2020 spring soccer season. If you played with them, in the fall, join your team for just $25. Cost for a new registration is $50. Leagues are open for ages 5 to 15, and the deadline to sign up is December the 22nd. For more information, visit oxfordparkcommission.com. We're also brought to you by Splinter Creek. It's a gated conservation community. It's located 8 miles southwest of Oxford, 75 minutes from the Memphis airport. SplinterCreekMS.com. You can call Tom Smith Land and Home Agents today to arrange a tour. 601-898-2772. It's 34 lakefront lots, ranging in size from 2 to 25 acres, 650 acres of lakes, pine, and hardwood forest. They've got the lakes or the main streets of Splinter Creek. Each one has a combination of docks, floating piers, a pavilion with fire pit, outdoor kitchen. The lakes were built for swimming, quiet boating, and fishing. They're professionally managed by American Sport Fish. It's just an absolutely gorgeous place. And if you're thinking about moving to Oxford, retiring to Oxford, you should look at it. SplinterCreekMS.com. And don't forget, the College Corner Store is your one-stop Christmas shop. Presents for guys, gals, and kids. Get 30% off this week. Enter the coupon code LANETRAIN, LANETRAIN, at collegecornerstore.com.
So, yeah, last night some pictures began circulating on the internet that Lane Kiffin and Hugh Freeze were sitting at the same table at an Oxford restaurant establishment.
So Hugh Freeze is coming as the offensive coordinator, and he's bringing a quarterback.
It was a very public interview. There was like 10 people around. They said, yeah, hey, we'll just bring everybody in just behind a curtain and do
that. Well, that is great. I'm excited. Good. It feels like a healing moment, really, for everyone.
So, talked to somebody last night, because when I got it, I went, well, this is going to blow up, so might as well see what I can find out. So, made a couple calls, found someone who would absolutely know, and he was in town packing up his house. Apparently, it has sold.
Oh, good.
Best I can tell. He went to Dinner and Grill House to celebrate a friend. There's a number of people there. John Miller was there. He was in one of the photos as well.
I miss John.
And do you?
Yeah.
And then they left. Lane was there too. They bumped into each other, or somebody was like, "Hey, you just missed Freeze." He came back in for a minute, sat down, had a discussion, or had a said hello or whatever, and moved on with their day. So, conspiracy theories, I'm sorry. I don't think anyone was interviewing. I do not believe that they scheduled a dinner 2 weeks in advance. I think it just sort of happened because they happened upon one another at the same time.
Well, that's Freeze's place, Grill House.
It is.
That was his place. Yeah.
So, that's not a shock that he's having dinner at Grill House when he's in town.
Mm-mm.
You know, Lane's looking for meals and places.
I wasn't invited. I mean, I'm surprised, really, that I wasn't invited to that dinner with John and Hugh and all my friends.
I mean, we can arrange something if you'd like.
That's okay. I'm busy from here on out.
Every day.
Pretty much booked.
Every day.
Yep.
Don't want to go get a drink?
Nope.
Sure.
You mean like a sweet tea? What do you mean?
No, I mean like a drink.
Oh, you mean like a vodka and lemonade with some cranberry and a splash of soda? No, it's too complicated.
Too much of a cocktail?
Yeah.
Chase Rogers is still coming, right? It's on the live chat. He's here, right?
I suppose.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't heard otherwise.
Sure. Why not? I mean, again, professional salesmen. I'm not criticizing anybody, but professional salesmen. They talk people into staying. That's what they do every day.
Yeah.
They get people excited.
Yeah.
Lane Kiffin didn't walk out of the meeting. Everybody goes, "Hey, he sucks. We're all leaving, right? Half the team. We're belling. That's not our guy." No, he walked in and he started mentioning Carson Palmer and Reggie Bush and all these cats. And he goes, "Oh, okay. It's fine." As somebody said, they'll just take some Reggie Bush highlights and just put them on a loop in Jerry Neely's locker. Just put a TV in right there. Just put them on a loop.
Yeah.
Just do that. "Hey, you, here's what I did." Just whatever he's doing, that's what we're going to do with you. That's the deal there. It's fun. It's silly season still a little bit, but it's starting to slow down a little bit.
Yeah. It's 2 weeks from Christmas.
We think we'll probably do a show maybe that Monday, but that'll be it if we do for that week, by the way, just from a Christmas holiday standpoint. We'll take that week off and then come back and see where we're at following that.
Oh.
I mean, on the 26th, Neil needs to watch the Independence Bowl. It's a really big local hometown thing for him, so he needs to take advantage of that. But let's see. Ole Miss.
One of my neighbors, her son plays at Louisiana Tech, and she was saying last night that this will be, you know, their first Christmas that they're not all together.
Yeah, that's right. So here's what I was going to go over a little bit. Dylan put this on the board yesterday, so for subscribers, you can find it here. But it's talking about what Lane has done with talent at different places, and frankly, some marginal talent at some places as well. So at Tennessee, Jonathan Crompton, the illustrious quarterback of the Tennessee Volunteers back in the day, without Lane Kiffin, 50.6 completion percentage, 5.7 yards per attempt, 9 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. So ratio of 1-1. With Lane, 58.3 completion percentage, 7.3 yards per attempt, 27 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. So it went 2-for-1 basically on touchdowns and interceptions. Completion percentage increased by about 8 points. Yards per attempt increased a pretty good bit. Blake Sims without Lane, 60%. With Lane, 64.5%. Without Lane, 6 yards per attempt. With Lane, 8.9 yards per attempt. Without Lane, 2-0. With Lane, 28-10. Jason Driscoll at Florida Atlantic, a very, very similar increase here with Lane over at Florida Atlantic. This actually might be the most impressive one at FAU, and I think there's some different reasons for that, but just from a raw number standpoint, without Lane Kiffin, 57.9 completion percentage, with Lane 66.5 yards per attempt, without him 7.1, with him 8.1, and then the big one, without Lane, 12 touchdowns, 15 interceptions, with Lane, 15 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Took care of the ball, more yards per attempt, and then from a skill person, a couple of them here that names you'll know at least. We could probably go deeper, but names you would know. Amari Cooper, without Lane, 25 games. So twice as many games pretty much without him. 104 catches for 1736. That's 69.4 per game, 11 touchdowns. With him, 14 games, 124 catches. So more catches in half the games. 1727 on yards, 123 per game, and 16 touchdowns at that point. Very similar with Marquise Lee as well.
That's why he'll be able to get some five-star dudes.
Because he can put
that. Yeah, he's gonna. Well, he can put the numbers in front of him and go, I'm going to get you the ball. I'm going to get you the ball. My offense is built around getting the ball to the playmakers. Not cuteness. Attack.
And I think these things are the reason that you at least think Corral is your guess if you had to pick one right now.
Of the current group? Yeah, that's my guess. Now, my guess is that they will go big quarterback hunting in this next class.
Well, right. Yeah. I get that. I love how we're analyzing to this point, by the way, this Kiffin Freeze thing from last night. Message board post, it just popped up because I was tagged in it. Because we'd like to point out Hugh Freeze was wearing a coat in the picture, suggesting he was on his way out. Saw LK, decided to sit down and talk for a minute, supporting Chase Barham.
I was getting ready to say a minute ago that
he had a coat on.
He had on one of those puffer coat things.
Yeah. It didn't look like he was just sitting down for some bacon.
My guess is that he was not wearing that the entire dinner, zipped up the way that it was. I mean, that would be stupid.
I feel very confident in my sourcing on what happened last night.
Did you ask what the music was in the restaurant last night when he was there? Did they?
I did not. I don't know. They didn't do a very good job with the curtain, though.
No.
It's almost like they wanted him to be seen.
And it made it look like the waitress was trying to listen in.
Oh, really?
Well, just the way her head was tilted a little bit. I don't think it was real. I mean, I don't think she was. My guess is she didn't care.
This is the kind of crap, though, that is sort of fun, that, like, people care again. Like, that this is even a deal.
We're,
you know what I mean?
This photo.
Well, yeah, because, like,
it's prudering the photo.
Yeah, it's like, hey, so what happened? And why did it happen? And what's going on? And whatever. Whereas, you know, I mean, no offense to him, but had it been, like, Matt, and he would be like, why are you talking to him? Like, you know what I mean? Like, the attitude is so different from that standpoint.
Well, Freeze is a, all these years later, there's still a, there's a hate and an aura and there's a lot of conflicting emotions, I think, for some Ole Miss people as it pertains to Hugh Freeze.
Of course.
Very, very
highs, lows, highs, yes. Lows, highs, yes. Lows. Both sides.
The highest of highs and the lowest of lows.
Yeah. Ole Miss basketball plays Middle Tennessee State on Saturday. A start time for that is 2 p.m. at the Pavilion. Ole Miss broke their losing streak with a win over Bakersfield on Saturday against Rod Barnes, a game that Neil pseudo covered, kind of ish.
I was there.
He was there in.
I heard
in,
the ball
in, he was there in body. All I really know from that game is they won and Rod Barnes got ejected. That's pretty much all I got.
I did.
It was a little too close for the first half. That's kind of what I got.
Yeah, I looked over it at Brian Scott at one point and I said, "Why is this a 5-point game?" And then I went back to working. And then I saw Rod get ejected, and then I saw Ole Miss pull away, and then
they play Middle Tennessee State team that, two things, Kermit got out at absolutely the right time, and they suck. They are 4-6 on the season. They beat Maryville, Tennessee, whatever that is, in whatever division that is.
Let me address something because I'm going to forget.
Okay, sure.
Robert says, Neil, as you stated last night, do you think the photos leaking hurts your potential relationship with the new staff? All right, I was telling a joke. It was a joke. I was joking.
Now, what happened?
I made a comment on the board. I said, well, there went my relationship because if in the event Lane Kiffin were to ask, and let me just tell you, Lane Kiffin is not asking former coaches or anyone really about media. I don't think Lane Kiffin cares about me or about anybody else that covers this team. I just don't think that's on his list of priorities right now.
Mm-hmm.
If he were to, that particular group, I'd be off to a really bad start.
You think so?
Yes.
You never know.
You never know. Yeah, I do. I do.
No,
know.
You never
know.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
Might get a positive recommendation.
I'm pretty sure Hugh Freeze would speak as ill of me as I would speak of him. I think that relationship is done. There's no rehabbing it.
He likes me all right.
He likes you. Yeah. Here's the thing with me, and here's the deal, and I've said this before because a lot of people are new to the site, and people hear this the wrong way. That whole thing about access and stuff is just not important to me. It never has been. It's never going to be. In fact, I don't know that I even want to be, quote, chummy, end quote, with the staff where suddenly you can't do your job. I'm going to be fair to this coaching staff if they're good to me, and I'm going to be fair to this coaching staff if they're not good to me. it's not about me. I cover the team. That's what I do. My job is to be a conduit. My job is to analyze, to entertain, all of those things. And I can do those things whether a coaching staff loves me or hates me or anywhere in between. And right now, I don't think Lane Kiffin loves me or hates me or probably knows who the hell I am.
Couldn't pick you out, for sure.
For sure he couldn't pick me out, and I don't even know that he would recognize my name. Absolutely could not pick me out of a group.
And doesn't care.
No chance.
And doesn't care.
No, and does not care at all. And that's not a bad thing. Just doesn't care. Doesn't know who I am. I promise you that.
So, finishing this thought. Then they went on a losing streak, losing to Coastal, Villanova, Tulane, Ohio, Belmont. Got a win against Columbia International. Heard of them before, ever?
Columbia International. I have
they
not.
Don't even have like a thing where I can click the link to look at them.
I've never heard of them.
And then Murray State got beat by 33 by Murray State. No, they're bad.
Yeah.
Really bad.
They've taken a dip. Precipitous dip.
You could say that. No longer in the basketball business in Murfreesboro.
No, they fell off a cliff.
Yeah, so they got whatever. Point being, this is going to be an RPI bomb to some extent. Win the game, or net bomb, or whatever the hell you call them these days. I don't know. Is it a net bomb?
Yeah.
It doesn't roll off the tongue quite as well, but is that what we're doing?
Ole Miss got a net help last night.
What happened? Oh, yeah, Penn State beat Maryland last night. Penn State's decent. They're actually legitimately good, I think.
I told you. Penn State's good.
I think they're legitimately good.
Yeah, that's going to be a good win. Ole Miss is fine. They got to get some wins. They got to have to win in the league.
But how big of a problem is this shooting? Because every time I go, hey, they're playing okay, but they just can't shoot. They're missing stuff at the rim. They're missing jump shots. Their percentage is awful.
It's a big problem.
Shuler was great in the opener, but frankly, he's killing them right now.
Yeah, they're starting to get better shots, which is the first step. Now you got to make them. That's the big step. Obviously, it helps to put the ball in the basket. It's a bucket game, as Andy Kennedy used to say. It's all about who can get more buckets. So you want to put the ball in the bucket? It's a problem. We'll see. I think these next few games are confidence builders. And then we'll find out. It'll be January before you know it. And league play will be right here upon us. We'll find out.
Luis Rodriguez still out another 3 to 4 weeks at least, I would assume.
The days when the Thunder were great and KD was on the Thunder, Kevin Durant, and he had that Jones fracture.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Jones fracture is really problematic, man. I mean, you can count on Luis Rodriguez returning this year at your own peril. And if he does, awesome. That's great. I'm not so sure.
You and I were on the phone when that popped that day, and we talked about kind of what it meant, who got the minutes or whatever. But what are they missing with Rodriguez after 3 or 4 games now of what we're seeing?
Physicality, toughness, depth, rebounds.
So who can do that though? I mean, it was kind of his role in a lot of ways.
His role. I mean, I think Blake can do some of it as he plays his way back into basketball shape. They need KJ to be an elite player right now, not an inconsistent player. Probably need Hadeem C to keep coming along. They need Sammy Hunter to continue to develop. I thought he had a good game the other day. It was a good sign. There's some positives. They're okay, but they're going to miss Rodriguez. 6'6", great body. I don't mean that in a sexual way, obviously. I mean that in a basketball way. Great body, who can do a lot of things, will bang you, can jump into the scrum on the glass, be impactful, wasn't asked to do a lot, and was beginning to really understand his role. And that's part of it, is that he was going to play 25 really good minutes a night.
We always do this. We always talk about newcomers immediately being difference makers and all this kind of stuff. And C's starting to find it a little bit. He's looking a little better to me lately.
Sure.
He's finding it, but Williams playing a little more, Crowley. They need one or two of them, and they're just not quite ready. So it's creating this little bit of a lag right now for them.
Crowley's got to get stronger. And really, quite frankly, really, he's not going to be able to do that until the offseason. He's got to get on a different kind of a diet, probably. And he's got to really get in the gym. and get his body bigger to play at this level effectively. And then once he does, I think the sky's the limit for him. But he's out there at 185, and sometimes you just see him get moved. Bodies just move him.
How have your expectations changed? What's the ceiling on this team now? Because they don't look as good as you expected.
No.
That's fair.
I mean, the ceiling is still making the NCAA tournament, just making the field.
Okay.
I don't know that this is a team that today can go distances. Here's the good news for them. When you go back and watch the film, they played Butler pretty well, and Butler's really good.
Butler hammered Florida this past week.
Yeah. Butler's really good. What did Butler do with Baylor last night?
I don't know. I'm sure somebody will probably tell me before I get it pulled up, but... Baylor beat them by one, 53-52.
In Waco, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Butler's really good. Ole Miss played Butler really well without making buckets. That was a good sign. Got good shots, just didn't put them in the basket. They're okay. Let's see. I still think they can make the tournament.
Baylor was down 16 at one point, cut it to one, lost by one.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Baylor's good. I mean, sorry, Butler's good. Baylor's good too, but Butler's good.
Shark 4195 is not a friend of
ooh,
doesn't like us.
Not a fan. I think we're doing, was it an LSU logo?
It appears to be an LSU logo.
Not happy at all. Getting flagged by the YouTube police.
Yeah. The YouTube, it's not an Ole Miss thing, Shark. They don't like profanity. They pretty much censor it for us. But here's hoping you're well. Congrats to your Tigers. They look great.
You need to take a sedative. Seem a little high strung.
A little worked up for
just
12.
Just a little. For 8:53 in the morning, too.
For 13-0, won the Broyles Award, going to win the Heisman, may win the National Coach of the Year, and about to play in the playoffs. A little fired up.
Brady won the Broyles Award?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, he knew that was going to happen. Right?
Living a little charm life for him right now. Really is. We can talk about this. Tease this. I got a big picture basketball question I want to ask you in a second. And I think it's relative to the fan base. We'll go back here in a second. Continue on that. Before we do that, I will tell you about Tyson Drugs and G&M Pharmacy with flu season. Here, time to get a flu shot. If you haven't done that, you can do that with Tyson Drugs and G&M. Flu vaccines available with $0 copay on most insurance plans. Not to wait in line for the overworked pharmacist at the chain drugstore. Stop by one of the locally owned pharmacies where they have multiple pharmacists available, getting you in and out as quickly and painlessly as possible. That's Tyson Drugs on the Square in Holly Springs or G&M Pharmacy off South Lamar in Oxford, 662-236-2222.
It is transition time at Dead Soxy. After their biggest sale ever, they've gone back to the drawing board to bring you new offerings for Christmas. Don't worry, they won't be forming any committees or doing national searches or all of that stuff. They've got this in the bag. Enjoy 30% off all your orders with promo code REBELGROVE. Make sure to get the stocking stuffer he or she will love. 30% off all items, including already deep discounted sale items. As always, stay Soxy. We're now just 2 weeks from Christmas, literally today, and time is running out to complete your holiday shopping. But thanks to our friends at Blue Delta Jeans, you can solve that problem today. Call them, message them on social media, or visit their new website at bluedeltajeans.com to purchase a gift card. Give your loved ones the best fitting pair of jeans they'll ever wear. Additionally, Oxford Exxon podcast listeners with a pattern on file can get a free 2-week rush on their order using promo code podcast through the Blue Delta Jeans website. So go ahead, take advantage of this deal so you can show up to your Christmas parties in style. We'll have picks up tomorrow. I know there's just one college game, but there's some pro games. It's a close race. So picks continue as we get ready for the bowl season. They're brought to you by Southern Craft Stove and Tap. They have some amazing news to share. Just like the Rebels, they've got something shiny and new. It opened, opens, what's today, Wednesday?
Today's
it
Wednesday.
Opens today, baby. Their new restaurant in Tupelo opens today. Enjoy all their Southern favorites from their carefully crafted menu and enjoy a curated cocktail or one of their many craft beers on tap. It's located in the new Bank Plus building at 205 East Troy Street. Come get in on the fun at the new Southern Craft Stove and Tap. And don't forget the old Southern Craft Stove and Tap. It's Big Brother now. It's at Highway 7 and Sisk Avenue. You can avoid the square and have a wonderful evening at Southern Craft Stove and Tap. And then at the end of that evening, you're going to want to get some rest. And I highly recommend a Nest and Wild mattress. Sleep better with a Nest and Wild mattress. It's a Mississippi-based mattress company making a high-quality mattress delivered right to your door. They make buying a new mattress easy. Every Nest and Wild mattress is 1 foot thick, giving you comfort and support that will last. A lot of online brands sell an 8-inch or a 12-inch mattress with less support and durability. From the twin size to the California King, every Nest and Wild mattress is 1 foot thick. Nest and Wild mattresses are 100% American made. The pricing's competitive when compared to the rest of the mattress companies in their tier. Getting this quality of mattress for the money is a great value for the customer. Add in the podcast discount and it's even better. We'll tell you about that discount in a minute. First, know that when you buy from Nest and Wild, you're also fighting cancer. Nest and Wild has partnered with former major leaguer Jason Mott and his foundation in the fight against cancer. They donate a portion of every mattress sale back to Jason's charity. It's a no-risk decision. Nest and Wild believes in their product so much, they're offering a 99-night trial on every mattress. So try it out. Sleep on it for 99 nights, and if you don't like it, you can return it. Go to nestandwild.com, order your mattress, use the podcast code REBEL20, and get 20% off your purchase. Your mattress will arrive at your door in 3 to 5 days.
So, this is not overly fair, but I'm kind of curious at your take on this.
Okay.
And it's a Wednesday when not much is going on. So, if we're going to have this discussion, it's probably time to have it. Andy Kennedy, for a long time, obviously, it's a football school. We're finding that out now. No matter what's going on, as soon as football gets rejuvenated, it's a football school.
Yeah.
Andy probably would admit that at times got a little annoyed by baseball creeping in on number two here and being different than most places.
Especially late in the basketball season. Yeah. It would
when it's so early in baseball, nothing's really going on, and yet still it's, hey, you got a game at 3 at Swayze, you got a game at noon at the Tad Pad at the time, and there's twice as many people at the second one.
I think he'd complain about it less today than – I think his frustration, and that's all it really was just kind of – and I got it. I used to understand it. We go out to baseball because there's more amenities out there.
Mm-hmm.
His point was, you can't convince me that in late February, all those people are out there because they got baseball fever. So warm day, sun popped out, and they can go out and have a pop or two out in the outfield and enjoy a late February day. And that was his point, was why can't we do something here to add some amenities to this place?
Yeah, of course. They've done that now. If anything, they've... Frankly, I was talking to a friend yesterday. If anything, they made it a little too comfortable at the pavilion from an atmosphere standpoint. You know what I mean? It's sort of dead a lot, frankly, because everybody's just sort of hanging out and chilling, getting a little grub, having a beer. It's sort of passive a little bit compared to whatever. Not complaining, just saying. But point being, you know, last year Kermit came in, dynamo, got a lot of momentum. They sold out so many games, exceeded expectations in so many different ways. Football has picked up so much steam here in the last week. Basketball, pretty dead environment on Saturday. And I get it was Bakersfield. But even Tuesday against Butler, I felt like it was sort of just kind of blah, whatever. It's okay. Ole Miss does not have a lot of basketball tradition. You know, Lane talked about how Ole Miss football had a hard time sustaining success over the years. They go up and down kind of like a roller coaster. Ole Miss basketball sort of done that from an excitement standpoint. You had that time in the late 90s, the early 2000s, when they were going to tournaments and everybody was really pumped up. And frankly, all three sports, or at least football and basketball, were doing pretty well at the time with the Eli and the Cutcliffe and some of that stuff. But in some ways, is this – and I know it sounds crazy, and maybe I'm really being kind of dumb here, Neil. In some ways, is all this football pick up a little bit, given current Kermit's kind of struggle compared to what most people thought, which fair or not, whatever – is this sort of a detriment to some basketball momentum right now?
I think it...
it feels a little funny right now.
Yeah. Now, Saturday was weird. because the news was breaking and the new coach was coaching a game on
television. Of course.
Television.
Yeah. I understand.
And LSU Georgia was getting ready to happen.
I thought the more interesting thing was Tuesday night. We were both there, and that environment was fine, but it was Butler. I mean, it was a really big basketball team in town for a Tuesday game, and a game that Ole Miss really freaking needed, frankly.
Yeah.
And it just didn't have a lot of feel to it Tuesday.
No, it didn't. You're not going to make this a crazy, great basketball environment overnight.
Yeah.
You're not going to do it in 1 year any more than Mike Bianco did it in baseball in 1 year. It's easy to look at it now and go, wow, man, they've got a hell of a baseball environment. Well, it wasn't always that way. Takes time. It's going to take winning. Got to win that game. You got to beat Butler. You got to win games. And he knows that. Just, you know, when league play rolls around, the crowds will come because those are the people that Ole Miss people are familiar with seeing Ole Miss play. And I don't know that as of this moment, it's the most – and this isn't a knock. It's just not the – Ole Miss has a pretty educated baseball crowd, pretty educated football crowd, probably not the most educated basketball crowd. They're working on it. It's better. It's just going to take some time. Tuesday nights at 6 o'clock in December in Oxford are always going to be problematic. Yeah. They just are.
You're not drawing from a very large local base.
Yeah, someone makes the point here. Grindhard says it took Bruce, I assume he's referring to Bruce Pearl, took him 4 years. Takes some time. They're okay. Look, and at some point you got to land the big recruit. They landed Matthew Morrell. He'll come in next year. There will be a lot of eyes on him.
Sean Robinson's going to be the court.
Yeah, it's going to take a little time, period.
I mean, I don't know. It's not a big deal. But I am noticing just it feels like some momentum has lapsed. Is that probably the best way to put it? It feels like momentum has changed a little bit.
It's
and again,
stalled.
We're not in league play. It's early. It's whatever. But it just it feels like
momentum has stalled a little because the emphasis has been so much on football.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
He can get it going. I mean, you know, you knock off. What's their SEC schedule?
Don't they open with A&M? Maybe, is that right?
Let's see.
Okay. I mean, I can pull it up.
I've got the media guide somewhere. There it is.
Here
sorry.
I got it.
No, they open at A&M. They play at Wichita State January the 4th at A&M.
God, two huge road games right there.
Yeah, at January.
And frankly, A&M sucks. You got to go win that game. You got to be 1-0 after you leave College Station.
Yeah, you got to be 1-0 when you leave College Station. You come home, you play Arkansas on January the 11th. You got to win that game. Got to get a crowd. That's a Saturday. At Florida midweek, LSU at home on the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get a big crowd on January the 18th. I know the kids won't be back, but whatever. You got to figure out a way to get a big crowd at that game. Probably a big recruiting weekend, if you made me guess.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
At Tennessee on the 21st, at Georgia on the 25th, and there's a midweek game January the 28th with Auburn coming to town. You got to get a big crowd for that. South Carolina at home, February the 5th. Got to get a big crowd for that. Mike White and the Gators come in February the 8th. I mean, there are opportunities. That's a three-game stretch. How about
that's
that?
That's a huge stretch.
Carolina, Florida, and Mississippi State in a six-day span, all at home.
3-0. Probably, need to go 3-0.
Yeah, probably need to win them all. That'll tell the tale. They go to Kentucky, to Missouri, Bama at home, at Auburn, Vanderbilt at home, Missouri at home. Finish the league slate at Mississippi State on March the 7th.
With what you've seen out of the league, how has it shifted on how many wins are needed in this thing, in your opinion?
Oh, you probably need...
It feels 10 again.
Probably need 10. I was going to even say maybe even 11.
You think it's worse than last year?
Yeah. League hadn't done particularly well in the non-league.
And there's some starting to be... Not some, oh my God. Well, a couple of bombs in this
thing.
There's
a couple potential bombs. Got to win games. We'll see. I'm not ready to write them off.
No. Too early for that. I mean, we don't need that.
They've got a big win on their schedule. They've got a chance to get more.
I'm just curious.
And remember, the bubble, as we get closer to talking about bubble, the bubble will be full of teams with bad losses. And Ole Miss doesn't have a bad loss right now.
Everybody got warts on that bubble.
But Ole Miss doesn't have a bad loss.
No. Oklahoma State, Butler, and Memphis.
Those are good losses.
35-39-11 in the KenPom right now, those three teams.
Yeah. What's Ole Miss in the KenPom? 60?
70.
Oof.
And some of that is analytics because that Oklahoma State game has just destroyed them from an analytics standpoint.
Yeah.
I mean, you scored 37 points or whatever it was. I mean, it's just – it's got your efficiencies all
yeah,
over
you got
the
blown out.
I mean, right now they are Ole Miss. I've got it pulled up. They're 82nd in adjusted efficiency on offense, 65 on defense. Kind of looking, but like here, four factors: field goals, 275 on like efficiency on shooting right now, 275.
Ooh. That probably won't get you in the tournament.
It's not good.
No, you got to make buckets. Got to shoot better. Shuler has to play better. I thought Tyree had a good game the other night. Probably his best game of the season so far. That's something to build on. The big guys played better. It's early. Again.
What's left this month?
Middle Cecilia,
Southeastern Louisiana,
Tech.
Tennessee Tech. Yeah, so some wins, three wins, and then you go to Wichita, and it gets rolling.
KenPom, if you're just curious, again, way too early to even factor this in, but we will talk about this a lot as it goes because they're pretty good on predicting later in the year once conference play starts. 17-14, 8-10 right now is the KenPom prediction.
Projection, yeah.
Yeah. Got them beating Middle, beating CELA, obviously, beating Tennessee Tech, but then has them, losing. Oh, and now this is probably not going to happen, obviously. Has them losing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9 of 10 at one point after that. If that happened, we'd all be in trouble.
Yeah, but I don't foresee that.
That won't happen.
I don't think that happens.
No, I don't either. But it is a little bit of a weird stretch because your home games are Auburn, which, I mean, you could lose. I mean, LSU, you know, you got LSU, you could lose. You've got, you know, Arkansas, it's a one-point loss here on KenPom. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
Well, I think Ole Miss beats Arkansas here. I mean, I'm just – if you made me just look at games, not thinking about it, I'd say a win at A&M, beat Arkansas, loss at Florida, LSU's tough. At Tennessee's probably a loss. At Georgia's probably a toss-up. You have a shot against Auburn at home, but you got to play really well. At LSU's probably a loss. Carolina at home has to be a win. Florida at home has to be a win. Mississippi State at home has to be a win. At Kentucky's probably a loss. You could win one at Missouri, beat Alabama at home, lose at Auburn, beat Vanderbilt, beat Missouri, and then frankly, and this is pressure, go to State and win.
That's 10 or 11 if you did that.
So you got to steal another one. So you get those, and then you find a way to beat Auburn at home or LSU at home. Win one of those. And that'll have you real bubbly. Go to Nashville on the bubble and win a game.
Well, you laid it out right there. Done. Simple
You're
enough,
welcome,
right?
Everyone.
Hey.
I solve problems. I hire football coaches.
Tournament teams.
You get beer in stadiums. I get football coaches hired. Right now, the Fluffy Shark thing is moving along.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely. I've already accomplished a lot.
Think you're getting some traction?
Absolutely.
Because we're giving you a year. We're giving you January of 2021.
Yeah, and I don't even know that I'll need that long.
You don't think so?
Maybe not, but I'm gonna keep my year for right now.
But you're in the business?
I've absolutely gotten started. I don't sit around and procrastinate.
Okay.
Not waiting until December to call somebody over there and go, hey, this Fluffy Shark thingy. No. Applying some pressure. Subtle. I've gotten a lot done in Neil's picks this year. I've made a chance.
You're going to run out of an outlet to motivate change, if you will, in Neil's picks. Almost over.
Because I've already accomplished a lot of change. It's almost like I've become one of those YouTube influencers, you know?
Think so?
Yeah. Make the shark thing happen. I got Kiffin hired.
Instagram influencer?
Yeah, Instagram.
Yeah. Apparently that is an occupation these days.
It is.
I mean, we're sort of seeing it how you could, in theory, do it on YouTube if you had a big enough following.
When we drove through Calabasas last summer, Caroline told me about all the people that live in Calabasas that are YouTube or Instagram
really?
Or whatever influencers. YouTube. They watch a lot of YouTube channels.
Yeah. Kids watch YouTube these days.
Yeah. People make a ton of money. Somebody, she was telling me about somebody who lives down the street or whatever from the Kardashians there in Calabasas who's a YouTuber.
Who wasn't?
I don't know. I can't remember, but I listened. I took some mental notes.
Did you?
Yeah.
I've watched more how-to YouTube videos on how-to YouTube in Grindhorn. The last, like, two.
Grindhorn says nothing better than watching Neil hype himself up. You just have, you have no idea, man. It's, oh, my God. If you knew how bad my self-image is, it would blow you away.
Yeah, everything he says is positive is actually, like, backhanded self-deprecating in some way. There's a version of it in there.
Yeah, it's awful.
At this point.
Awful.
Oh, gosh. Well, you don't need it today unless you need a custom playground. Before you know it, the temperatures will rise again, and you might need Master Gut to take care of your lawn care throughout northern Mississippi, everything from edging and weeding and weed eating and more to, as we said, some bigger projects, retaining walls, pool decks, outdoor living spaces with forestry mulching, paper patios, and more. Patch your dream backyards easier than you think. You can fit in a free quote from Master Cuts at gomastercuts.com or 662-607-7773.
We will have a Mind on My Money podcast up today. It is sponsored by Pinnacle Trust. Pinnacle Trust based in Madison, Mississippi. They've got clients in more than 20 states. They've got advisors in multiple states as well. What they do is they provide detailed, specialized investment management, financial planning, retirement planning for individuals and businesses, and much more. They treat investing like a commodity. Decisions are made using objective information and research, not emotions. So regardless of your level of wealth, Pinnacle Trust will sit down with you, listen to your goals, study your expenses, and put forth a comprehensive, detailed financial and retirement plan that's built just for you. Cookie cutter financial plans put you in a box. PinTrust builds that box for you with you in mind. It's pintrust.com. PINNTrust.com. Mention you heard about Pinnacle Trust on the podcast. You'll get 10% off your first year's fee. My mailbag is up at rebelgrove.com. It is it's a spectacular mailbag this week. Lots and lots and lots of topics. I had to sort through questions. Had I answered all of the questions in the mailbag thread, I would still be writing as we speak. It is brought to you by the Westin Jackson. It's a Marriott property in downtown Jackson, home to Soul Spa, also home to Estelle Wine Bar and Bistro. It's a wonderful property. Great people run it. If you're passing through Jackson on business, that is where you need to stay. And if you need a place to enjoy the Festival of Trees, unwind a little bit here in the holiday season, I recommend the Westin Jackson. Speaking of unwinding, if you're already thinking about a summer trip, call John Edwards of Regency Travel Incorporated in Memphis. I know we had a subscriber do that just yesterday, and John's already working on his trip for him. You can do it as well. All you got to do is get in touch with John. You give him some parameters. You give him a budget, and he will give you options that you won't find on your own. And no, you don't have to live in or near Memphis to take advantage of his services. 901-494-3387 or send him an email, jedwards@regencytravel.net. First-time clients save $50 off their first booked trip just by telling John you heard about Regency Travel on the podcast. It's a podcast that's also brought to you by Grenada Nissan. If you're in the market for a Nissan vehicle, Grenada Nissan's the place to go. It's just off Interstate 55 in Grenada, Mississippi. They've got a complete selection of new and previously owned Nissan vehicles. Go in, test drive one today. Tell Gene and Sandy that you heard about Grenada Nissan on the podcast, and you'll get Rebel savings on top of the already great deals at Grenada Nissan. We're also brought to you by Harry Alexander. He's an Oxford-based RE/MAX Legacy Realty agent. He's been in Oxford more than four decades. No one knows the residential and condo market in Oxford better than Harry. He's also a big part of Savannah Square. It's a new 9-acre development, 0.7 miles from the Oxford downtown square, conveniently located east of North Lamar, just a short stroll from the Midtown Shopping Center. What you do is you get in touch with Harry. Tell him you want to check out the model home at 215 William Street. You want to look at some of the other houses in different stages of development in Savannah Square. Check out the website, savannahsquareoxford.com, and then get in touch with Harry, 662-801-5621. And last but not least, we're brought to you by Oxford University Bank. OUB, locally owned and operated right here in Oxford. When you deposit money at OUB, that money and the vast majority of the bank's profits go right back into the Oxford community. OUB gives you the comfort of home, all the benefits the big mega banks provide, all the technology and products you can want, all with a personal touch. They also give you the best cash checking account. It's called Kasasa. And with Kasasa, OUB will pay customers 2.5% interest on their balances up to $50,000 and refund ATM fees nationwide. OUB also offers online bill pay, mobile check deposit using its online app. To learn more, go to liveoxfordbankoxford.com or call 662-234-6668. And yes, OUB is FDIC insured.
So we mentioned Chris Lowe on tomorrow's show, the all-access piece he did on Lane Kiffin is up at ESPN.com. I'd like to read that. So I kind of skimmed through there while you were talking.
I'm booking all sorts of guests to join us on the Rafters Hotline. Chris Lowe is going to be with us. We'll talk to Jeffrey, who appears to have dodged a major bullet at Memphis. And Mike Griffith is either going to join us on a beer garden or on this podcast. We're doing a little quid pro quo. I'm going to do a 5-question-and-answer thing on Matt Luke, and he's going to come on the podcast, and we'll talk some stuff.
Okay, good enough. Where I ask, what's the biggest challenge in coaching searches? Wading through the information to see what's true, what's not, and how to present it. That is the hardest part. You get more information than you can imagine. A lot of it is completely and utterly wrong because everyone wants to know something. So it is trying to figure out what is real and what is fake during a coaching search. That's easily the biggest part. We do NFL playoff every single week, whether the Saints win or not. I know I get criticized that sometimes, but we still do it even when they lose.
How about those Bears, huh? We're back in the mix, man.
Are you really?
Got to have some help, but got a chance.
Kind of in the mix.
Got a chance.
You're two back.
Got to have some help.
Two back.
Got to have some help.
A lot of help. Got to pass two teams, too. Not one. Probably not a thing.
Corey wants to impeach me. Why?
If you give me a choice right now, give me the Bears in the first round. I'll be happy. If I got to have the three, I'll take the Bears.
Better watch yourself.
Okay, sure. Trubisky in playoff games. That's cute.
Mitch, baby.
In the AFC, the Baltimore Ravens have assumed the number one position over the New England Patriots. The Patriots look quite flawed right now.
I picked that one.
You did pick that
one. I did. I went with the Chiefs on the road.
Let's see. Patriots hit the 11-2, 10-3. And if the playoffs started today, the Chiefs would host the Pittsburgh Steelers in the first round. And the Houston Texans would host the Buffalo Bills right now. Let's see. The Titans are tied for that 6th playoff spot. And then that's kind of it. The Bears and other teams are the Browns and other teams are 2 games back of that. So really 7 teams for 6 spots there left in the AFC.
So give me what the matchups will be today if we did it.
Chiefs, Steelers.
Okay.
Texans, Bills.
That's good. Texans, Bills is a potentially good game.
Ravens, Patriots are your buys.
Okay.
So by scratch, Ravens, Texans, Patriots, Chiefs.
Ooh, Patriots, Chiefs again.
Yeah.
In Kansas City.
In New England.
In New England, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be fun to watch.
Probably 7 teams still in it in the NFC too. If you want to throw the Bears in at 7-6, then 8 if you want to go that far.
Okay.
The 49ers have a pretty good hold on the top spot right now, although they're only up a game in their division over the Seahawks.
Super Bowl goes through Santa Clara.
Probably. 11-2 for the 49ers after their win in New Orleans. The Packers would be the 2 seed as of right now. They have a better conference record than the Saints as of this time to get the 2 seed.
Okay.
That's a huge tiebreaker.
Well, Bears
right
are going to help you this weekend. We're going to Green Bay.
You're
going to
win?
And Mitch is going to lead.
I hope so.
The Bears.
I hope you get back in that wild card race.
Bear down, baby.
Yeah, bear down. If the talk about the post-traumatic stress I've got to deal with here. If the Saints don't get a bye in that first round, they're going to play the Vikings or the Rams.
Ooh. You're not going to be all right.
Come on.
You're going to struggle.
Somebody else. Yeah, as of right now, it would be the 3-seed Saints against the 6-seed Vikings, and it would be the 4-seed Cowboys against the 5-seed Seahawks.
Ooh, I like Seattle in that game. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, I would feel pretty good even about Seattle, frankly, going to San Francisco in that second round game. So you could get Saints Seahawks back at the Dome in the NFC title, NFC title game.
That'd be a good game.
Yeah. Again, I have issues with every playoff team on this list. I have a problem with everyone. There's no one in here I want to play. There's some sort of scar tissue on every option that I have. The Rams are 1 game back at 8-5.
They go to Dallas this weekend.
Do they?
Yeah.
No, that's gettable.
Oh.
Dallas not. Exactly.
Dallas looking rough. Jerry needs to spend less time on Arkansas search and more time on his own. Got some issues.
He did spend some time on Arkansas search.
There's no doubt about it. He influenced it. Speaking of influencers.
He's an influencer.
It's amazing how money influences stuff.
Dangest thing. Jerry makes a call. Somebody answers.
Yeah.
And listens. And reacts.
Money starts flying around. And next thing you know.
Yeah. You're saying in Arkansas, Jerry Jones and Johnny Tyson can get in most rooms?
I'm saying at Arkansas that when John Tyson calls, you pick up the phone.
Tell John I'll call him back. No.
How this works. John Tyson says, get somebody on the phone and get somebody while I'm waiting on somebody.
You know, to this point, as bad as this thing has gone, every time John Tyson calls Hunter Yurecek, Yurecek probably just breaks out in a sweat and goes, God, I don't know where this is going, but nowhere good.
Well, here it is. Here's the call.
Oh, it's a disaster. It's a disaster. Might want to work. Gerrit Cole, $324 million to throw a baseball. New York Yankees. Speaking of that money you were throwing around a second ago.
Speaking of, whee!
Lots of it.
Lots of it, and very few ones.
Twice as much as when they broke that landmark deal 8 years ago. Twice as much. It's amazing.
Yeah. Baseball's not dead.
There's still money involved. Some NAI guard had 100 points last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, apparently. Just reading the headlines here.
See, you talk about your stress. My stress this week is that every time I get a notification from The Athletic, I go, oh, God, is that it?
Chris Bryant.
Or Wilson Contreras, one or the other.
Okay. I haven't read this. Speaking of ESPN.com, if you want some kind of some reading list stuff, probably something Neil might put in 10 thoughts. I'm curious because it's well done. I'm very interested. Headline, Inside the Troubled Life and Death of Rashaan Salaam on ESPN.com today.
That is a good one.
Yeah. Just kind of scrolling through it a little bit. Texas Tech beat Louisville last night, upset the number one team in the country. If you're just kind of curious, too, speaking of those. Had three really good games last night. Tech, Louisville, Maryland, Penn State, and Baylor, Butler last night across college basketball, as we've already discussed a couple of them there. So, anyway, it's kind of where we are for the day. There could be some assistant coach stuff come out. Just stay with RebelGrove.com. I don't know. We'll see where it goes. We know Lebby's interviewed. We'll see how quickly that moves.
A lot of rumors that's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
There's a rumor that the Mike McIntyre thing is done. I don't know that to be true. I don't know it to be false. The source on it was pretty good.
It was. So, we will...
Hugh Freeze staying at Liberty, which took away a potential chess piece.
Yes.
Liberty apparently was interested.
Well, Memphis is probably just hiring an inside guy. Silverfield or whatever, Silverleaf or whatever his name is.
Doesn't ever work.
You had a brand. Keep doing that brand.
Build your
Follow
brand.
Your path.
Their argument would be, well, Norvell was on Fuente's staff.
Well, so was Barry Odom. Hire him. It's fine. Anyway. All right. Podcast tomorrow. Again, we'll have Chris Lowe. We'll have Jeffrey Wright. And then we'll have more podcasts for you, too. We do a lot of podcasts around here. So hang
in.
We talk
a lot.
Stay with RebelGrove.com. Use that Nike code. If you did not, you can find that on the front at RebelGrove.com. It is in one of the story holes out front.
Several people have already taken advantage of it today. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Hold somebody at gunpoint. Do what you got to do. I mean, whatever it is, it's 25% off your first year, and you get a $75 gift card. Nike, Converse. You can take it to Puerto Rico.
It's all that.
It's all sorts of cool stuff.
Yeah. Be back tomorrow. Appreciate it, guys.